Mary Griffith has confused and befuddled her guests one more time here on the Mary Griffith Show for this December 23rd edition. Ryan Tanner is here. Jay Crodinger is here. And I'm here.
And that's all you need.
We're here
as
together, baby.
As I can see. And Ryan, you know how a microphone works. Get right up to that microphone,
yeah,
baby.
How's
okay.
That?
Yeah. Okay, baby. So, what's the deal with you guys? You both have beards, but like one has real straight hair and one has real curly hair. Is this how people tell you apart?
No, they call me Jay. And they call Jay Jay.
So
there's no,
no
more
Ryan.
Ryan.
They know which one's the better looking.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It's all Jay.
Well, I kind of go along with that. We're going to talk today about lots of things, including economic development in downtown Quincy, because these two guys here are a big, big part of it. And I guess we'll talk about the new event center at the Armory.
Right.
We'll talk about the Hotel Elkton, which is housing for people here. We'll talk about the Illinois State Bank building, which is going to be a boutique hotel. They both have their fingers crossed. I think Jay's like, oh, God, I hope that's it. And we're going to talk about the patio restaurant. Let's start
all of
there.
All 15 minutes?
No, you guys are going to be here till 10.
Oh, we get the full
thing? You get the full thing.
I'll be darned.
Well, didn't you know you're getting billed?
You're
usually,
so generous.
Usually the Mary Griffith Show is free, but we just started a new policy on December 23rd, and it's cash. So if you'd like to start digging around, I don't take Venmo or anything.
Look on the ground.
I was going to say, $50 bill will cross
funny.
My palm. So anyway, so we love you guys. Ryan's from here in Quincy, and Jay is not from here in Quincy, and Jay probably spends as much time in Quincy as he wants to, but that's okay. You love our town.
Ryan drove me up here.
You go anywhere Ryan goes, right?
Okay. I was in tow.
Absolutely. Always in tow. What the heck happened here? Okay, look at that. That's crazy. My headphones are all in a twist. I'm the only person that can do this. Don't ask me how it happens. Let's talk about the patio. First and foremost, it is holiday season. Now, we want to brand the patio, though, carefully, because we don't want it to be only for special occasions.
Right. How do we get away from that line of thinking?
I don't know, because for years, the patio was where you went when you had a special occasion. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been trying now for years to get everybody to go there like every week or
brunch,
at least
even.
Once a month or for brunch or whatever. But it is a special occasion. It's the holiday. So let's talk about it for special occasions.
Yeah. Well, if anyone has been in, we've tripled our spending budget for decorations. It basically looks like the North Pole.
Really?
I mean, people are popping in just for photos without getting drinks. And I'm like, no. You got to have a cup of coffee. This goes both ways.
Oh, I'm sure the bar has all kinds of, peppermint martinis and all kinds of stuff.
It's
remember when you first opened, people were coming to just look at the bathroom.
That's right. Yes, that's right. And
so
they
you
still
really,
do sometimes.
You have turnstiles. Like, if you'd like to order from our menu, free seating over here. If you just want to look at our bathroom and the North Pole decorations, you have to take 50 cents.
A quarter.
Yeah.
Something. No, but it's Rob and the Flower Girl did them this year, and they have
Rob and Gina Hanna is so good.
She can do anything. She really, really can do anything.
She can't be a radio announcer.
Yeah, that's true.
But I can't be a flower girl.
She's done a wonderful job.
So the patio is fully decorated for the Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yes.
Like the huge number of Jewish people in Quincy.
Yes.
Carla Gordon, shout out to you. I just saw her at lunch the other day. And also for New Year's. So let's talk about, real quick, before we get to the menu and everything, when are you open?
So we're open Christmas Eve from 4 to 7:30.
Yes.
4 to 7:30. And we have availability from 4 to...
5:30.
4 to 5:30.
Okay, so everything else is full.
Then reservations up to 7:45. And some of those are open. So there is availability. Go to quincypatio.com.
You're not just open 4 to 7:30. You're...
Last reservation. Sometimes.
The last reservation is at 7:45.
Yeah. Last seating. Yeah, you can stay till 11 for all we care.
I think it's important for people to know, just because you don't have a reservation doesn't mean you can't get in. There just might be a little bit of a wait, which we have a great bar and a great little seating area, so don't feel like you can't come down and wait a minute.
Because a lot of times...
we'll get you.
A lot of times people don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it sounds silly, but they... don't know what they're going to do Christmas Eve. Because, we were going to get together, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to have a
cheese tray. Well, I don't want a cheese tray. I want a meal.
Yeah. So that there is room for that, but better at the kind of beginning and the end of the evening.
Okay.
So.
And what about Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, we're closed.
Okay.
Yeah, we're closed Christmas Day. Then we'll open, obviously, up the next day.
Are you open today? Today's Monday.
No.
I didn't think you're closed. Are you always closed on Mondays?
Always.
And the reason I don't know that is because I can't ever come on Monday because I work two jobs.
Yeah, I know you do.
And I can never come to lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't know if you're open or closed.
Yeah, we're closed on. We tried Mondays. It just didn't work. Nobody was coming.
You know what is amazing? We've got this mindset that everybody's closed on Mondays, but if somebody would stay open on Mondays, they'd make a killing. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christmas Eve, it's best to have a reservation, but don't feel you can't.
Yeah, and of course, any other night of the year, walk-ins are always welcome.
Yeah, walk-ins are always welcome. And then what's it going to look like the 26th, 27th, all the way up to New Year's?
Oh, I mean, we're booked, but not as busy, but plenty of availability, easy to walk in. And then on Christmas Eve, we throw a party from 4 to
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Why he's not just good looking. He's helpful.
He's got some brains in there. For New Year's Eve, 4 to 9:30.
Do you have a can of change I can just shake around so people can hear what's in my head? It's just...
You know, it's only because she's standing right here.
The breeze is blowing through. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So 4 to 9:30. And again, the last seating is at 9:30 on New Year's Eve. But they don't care if you stay till
midnight.
We would hope.
We have had, every year we're there. You know, but just you gotta make that last reservation.
But you can't just walk in at 11:55 and say, I'd like to see the bathrooms and the decorations.
The doors close to the public at night at that last seating.
Right.
Yes. If once you're in, you're in.
Then you're in the in crowd.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about the food at the patio, because this is always, not that I don't care about your beautiful decorations or your bathroom or your delightful bar, but I go there to eat. Not just to look at you guys and not just to look at your decorations. So let's talk about the food at the patio. Because you have kept some very traditional things, but you've elevated some things. Mm-hmm. And you've changed some things because you're big city folk now.
Yeah, well, one thing that was really important to us was to keep the DNA of the patio.
Because your grandfather had worked there.
Yeah, for 31 years.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to go changing everything up. That's why we kept the original wrought iron chairs. We restored the floors, of course, the domes, and lots of other nods. But food-wise, you know, the pork chop is still there. We've renamed it the Knapp Chop with in honor of the Knappide family, with their blessing, of course. And that's our number one seller. We can't make enough.
Bo says he gets a commission off of every pork chop he sells.
Yes, he does.
He's going to retire to the Bahamas on pork chop sales.
It was very generous.
His truck bed thing isn't working out for him, but folks, don't worry. The Nicola pork chop thing is working out great for him.
It's really great for his family, yeah. So that is still number one. Prime rib every Friday and Saturday, of course, on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And then the onion rings are still there. Then new items, though, we actually have hired a new chef, David Bay. He's been in the business for over 20 years. And he's a very nuanced designing chef, but no frills, no attitude, no just a joy to work with.
He doesn't yell at people like, what's his name, Gordon, whatever.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
No, that's why we have Jay.
What?
Who fired this man?
You're out of here.
So he's remarkable, and the new items, he has a new seasonal menu out that's really fabulous. It's got a champagne chicken on it. It's just...
These are chickens that get drunk on champagne, and then you slaughter them. Or
exactly.
This is chicken in a champagne sauce.
Vertical,
either way,
vertical integration.
But you want to know what's really great about David? David has, and he is fabulous in the kitchen and does great things. But he is an incredible caterer. Incredible.
And you're going to need that because you have a big catering space now.
We do. We have the event center across the way. However, people don't realize that. The patio is a restaurant, but our restaurant is a kitchen. And the nice thing is that David, he does extraordinary catering. And we're really, really excited to have him on board. Go ahead, Brian.
If you don't want to go out on Christmas Eve, but you want to have it catered.
We have a lot of people getting catering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that we do that. He joined us at the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And between then and now, we've done more catering than we did in the previous 3 years.
And why do you think that is? Because you promoted it better? Or?
Well, we have not put... Actually, this is the first time we're promoting it. It's just that he had so many existing relationships. He's worked with so many partners.
Everybody wants his food.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. Now that he's at the patio, you're getting all
that. It's a win-win-win.
He's making it rain.
He is doing a great job.
Okay.
So he's just killing it. And so, and he's reworking a lot of things. He's just, he's worked down there 60, 70 hours a week. We're only open for 19. He doesn't need, you know, he is constantly working. He loves it. Loves it. Loves it. Loves it.
David, if you'd like to call me, I'll give you a good attorney that you can pay you 19 hours a week and you're working 80. Record profits this year at the patio as they have suckered David Bain come over.
That's right. And didn't
explain to him, well, we're all going to pay you for when the place is actually open, but you're going to be here 80 hours a week. Okay, so all the old favorites. And again, for Christmas Eve and for New Year's Eve, you're going to have an elevated menu. There'll be a little bit more.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, one thing that people like about the patio is you can also get an alcoholic beverage. I don't know if you're aware of that, you two being so low-key. But what are some of the kind of, is there a seasonal favorite coming in? Is there something special?
Well, the one that seems to always just resonate and that is most elevated is our espresso martini. It's a showstopper. For example, when I drive up from Tulsa, I'll walk in, and there will be two or three people at the bar who are there just for that.
So if you want to be a wide awake drunk,
that's right.
The espresso martini is for you.
We also make an amazing, now wait for it, Long Island iced coffee.
What?
Yeah. It is delicious. Long Island iced coffee.
But now Long Island iced tea has no tea in it. So what does Long Island iced coffee have in it?
Well, that's the trick of it. It really does have coffee in it.
It really does have coffee.
Yeah. Espresso.
It's a good way to get your Sunday afternoon going.
Yeah.
And you guys
or your Wednesday.
So let's talk about, are you guys open for lunch?
We're not.
You've tried
We've tried it.
Yeah.
This is... People couldn't...
I can never come, so that's why it failed. Because
Bingo.
Listen, downtown Quincy is on its way to being a really great place to visit on a daily basis, including foot traffic, and we're just not there yet.
You're ready when you are there.
Yeah. Right, right.
But Sunday brunch has been... You guys have been doing that for...
A banger.
Now. That's great.
Yeah, 70, 80, 100 people on a Sunday from 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Mostly all walk-ins, but we've got our usuals. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the old Friday and Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, every Saturday.
Well, that was the thing, you know. I know when you guys took this over, and you had a dream and a vision for it, and by golly, you've sunk money in it. It's just gorgeous. You've really elevated the dining experience in Quincy, but you still have to convince people that it's an affordable menu,
mm-hmm.
not just for once or twice a year. That people need to come more frequently.
Well, we've addressed that. We have lots of items between $15 and $22, and I don't know if you remember when we first started. You know, your entree was a la carte.
Right.
You'd pay for your steak. You'd pay for your potato. You pay for your. Now, in the traditional way of Quincy, you now get a salad and a vegetable included. So
you've given up on trying to.
Well, you know what?
Because that was very avant garde for Quincy.
Yeah,
People couldn't wrap their head around that.
This is what I've learned about Quincy. Quincy is a word-of-mouth town. So you know what? I heard a rumor. I heard that the prices down at the patio are actually really good, and they should start telling their friends. You know what? I heard that I could go down there, and I could have a pretty good meal for about $20 and have the time of my life.
That's what I heard. You heard it here on WTAD.
That's what I heard.
And it is true.
It is true.
Because, again... You guys have the burden. This is a strange burden to have. You have the burden of being so elevated in people's minds that the average person didn't eat at the patio.
Yeah.
But the average person can eat at the patio because I got news for you. I ate somewhere else last night. Don't get mad at me.
Nope, never.
And it cost about $20 a person.
Yeah.
And it was good, but it wasn't elevated like the patio is.
If I could say that... If you want to come in and spend $20 or $22 with us, or you want to, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, or go to another place and probably spend $22. We went to Burger King last night. It was $27 for the two of us, but still, nonetheless.
What the heck did you guys eat at Burger King?
I didn't even get a Frosty.
You got a cheeseburger or something? What the hell is
it's going a double
on?
Cheeseburger and fries.
It's gonna,
you're right.
You're going to get a lot for your $22.
You know what? Yeah. And the experience that, of coming in and being waited on and being served. Yeah. And again, like every restaurant has its place. Every restaurant deserves its due.
Yeah.
My husband and I have places where if we've got the time and we've got the energy, we'd like to sit and really be catered to and waited on. And I will say this. I'll give him a shout out even because you're not really paying for this. I hadn't seen Rod McLean in a while because I just don't eat out as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. But saw Rod last night. We were at Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man, who is not our waiter. Our waiter was good. But the young man, and he was not the host. I don't know what he was. But anyway.
Untitled.
He's probably just a stranger walking through. But he was the nicest young man because... Now, you guys will appreciate this. I'm sure she's lovely, and I'm sure she's trying her best, but they had a hostess on duty who wasn't as knowledgeable about things. So when you walk in and the foyer is packed and the parking lot's packed and everybody's jammed together in this little waiting space, and it's cold. You could wait outside, but it's cold. And you say, how long for a table of three? She says, I have no idea. Can you give me any kind of guess? No. Could you find somebody who could answer that question? And she found the cute guy named Aiden in a little Santa hat who said, he looked at everything. He looked around the restaurant. He said, 20 minutes. I said, really? He goes, yeah. We were seated in 15 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
See, it looked like, you know, by not telling us anything, we almost left.
Right.
So, again, and I'm sure you guys experience this when you're dealing with people that are on your staff, training them to make the customer feel very appreciated.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else?
We call that customers right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's the phrase that we
And use. I was so happy because Rod was there, and I was able to tell Rod that Aiden, that's...
He's just so happy.
Well, listen, you know what I heard?
And if you guys need an employee, call Aiden because he's really good.
I also heard...
Who I don't want mad at me? The McLean.
Jay is turning gossip because he knows everyone's going to talk about
I also heard that there's usually no wait down at the patio. So if you're ever in town at a restaurant and they tell you you got to wait 20 minutes and it's a Wednesday through Saturday or it's Sunday morning for brunch and you don't want to wait, come on down to the patio because I can't tell you the last time that we actually had a wait.
Yeah, and you guys have a big, nice restaurant. It's very lovely.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about when Chick-fil-A opened, people getting in line at midnight to get chicken fingers?
It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon.
But now, have you noticed the lines died down?
Yes.
This is the problem with all restaurants, isn't it? And that's why you're right. Jay, word of mouth is so important. And that's why I do love to have you guys on because you're not only running a restaurant in this town, you are working a lot to do economic development. And I do want to talk more about that because, we've got, you know, Chuck Bevelheimer's retiring as the city planner.
Which is heartbreaking.
It is. But I think they've got some people in the pipeline. But, yeah, I can tell as a Quincy native the day Chuck came to work here.
Of course.
It's amazing. And it all was out at 36 and Broadway. And everything that he has touched ever since has been done right. And you have to have people that know how to do it right. And that's Ryan Tanner and Jay Crotinger. And they are here today. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue a conversation, not just about the patio, where you should definitely go.
Thank you.
It's great. But you can't go on Monday because they're closed. You can't go for lunch because they don't have that. But they have brunch on Sunday.
Yes.
And they have dinner Tuesday through...
Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah, except we're open tomorrow because it's Christmas Eve.
Right.
Yep.
But normally you're not open on Tuesday either. Okay.
It wasn't working. Nobody was coming.
I don't have an excuse for Tuesday,
then.
Let's take a break.
Thank you.
We'll
you're
be
the
right
best.
Back. Why do they come here? I abuse them and mistreat them, and yet they willingly come.
We love it.
It's one of the secrets of the Mary Griffith Show. We don't understand why. It's like going to a restaurant and getting crappy service and a burnt steak, but I want to go again next week. I want to go back because, you know, whatever. We'll take a break. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We've all heard about the patio restaurant. It is a place to go not every night because they're closed on Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you can eat there and have a great time. Ryan Tanner and Jay Crotinger, who own the patio restaurant, are here. One of the things that I want to talk about, now that we move on to kind of economic development.
Sure.
Because you started with a love of the patio, Ryan, because your grandmother had worked there, and then, of course, to
the restaurant came with this enormous building that was attached to it that was already apartments. And God knows we have housing needs in Quincy. I mean, we still have housing needs, and yet we're spending millions of dollars on housing needs, but we still have housing needs. Talk a little bit about how you guys have adapted to being landlords. What's the status of the of the Newcomb, or not the Newcomb, the Hotel Elkton? You know, talk a little bit about that. Look at, because I could see the landlord hat went on. He goes, it's not that easy. It's a J. Like, oh, God. But you guys have done a wonderful thing. You kept it.
Well, listen, so when we bought the, building in 2020, we spent an enormous amount of time updating the entire facility. So it wasn't just the restaurant. It was also upstairs. And just a little bit of history. That building was built in 1924. So I believe
this is its 100th year.
Yeah, this is its 100th year. The Elkton apartment, that used to be the Elks Club Hotel, now it's the Elkton apartment. It had that what is the patio now, used to be the Terrace Room nightclub. I mean, it has this amazing history.
Oh, that was the place to go for live music.
Yeah, and drinking underage.
Really? I wouldn't know a thing about that. My mother probably did.
But the apartment building when we acquired it actually had 55 apartment units there, if you can imagine. And of course they were small, meager rooms and so on. But we have adjusted and updated the entire facility, and we now have 38 apartments there. Actually, I mean, it's beautiful. We've spent probably a good $1 million on that building, just updating it to get it the infrastructure, the apartments to be nice and so on. But it is an all bills paid building, so included in your rent is water, gas, electric, high speed Wi-Fi.
Parking.
There's free parking on the street, and we own the parking lot south of the building, so all that parking is right there, and it's really available. We have security fob entry into the building, so it's very, very safe. It's a very quiet building, and also a dedicated mailbox and all those great things. So
let me ask you this question. Now, the clientele that was living there when you bought the building is maybe different than the clientele now, but you guys kind of made a commitment. We're not here to, like, gentrify and move people out.
No. The only people that had to go were the people that were disrupting
other
people's
problems.
Lives in the community.
Everybody else was invited to stay if they could.
And we did not raise the rent.
And you didn't raise the rent. But now as things have transpired and when things come open,
oh my gosh. We have tenants in the building that have been there for going on 20 years. We acquired tenants that are still there and they're lovely and we were so happy to have them.
But you've got to get new people to come.
We do. We have 10 units open in that building. 10.
But how is that possible with such a shortage?
That's a great question.
Well, some of them just open.
Well, some of them just open, but you know, here's the thing: is the type of apartments range from studio efficiencies, okay, which are they're smaller, but it's for one person.
Right.
We have large studios, which are a little bit bigger and a bit more
accommodating.
Well, then there's just more storage and larger appliances and so on. And we've got one bedrooms. Large one bedrooms, and then we have some two bedroom options. So there's a lot of different options down there, and it is awesome. So like, you know, when you come down and you sign up for an application, it's a $35 application fee. We have to do everything everyone normally does. Do a background check, credit check, and verify your income. And if you qualify, then we look at apartments and decide if there's something you'd like. And voila, we prefer to have a one-year lease. We'd like to have slow turnover. We want to make it someone's home. You want to come to
the state? We do shorter leases.
Of course we do. You know, I have people going through personal things. They say, you know what, I'm things at home aren't great. I just need a break, and I only need to be here for 6 months. You know, we listen and understand.
Or like a visiting nurse or a doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
Residency,
We have pilots that fly.
Oh, the pilots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think what's been interesting
about having trouble getting pilots.
They're here.
They're here. Yeah. They should be out flying the damn plane. Get them out of bed in the morning.
The one thing is we are rededicating the building in 2025 in conjunction with the Bicentennial.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yes.
We haven't been able to really get out there and advertise too much because the building's going to have a new name. And when we do that, you'll be the first. But I can tell
you. Will it be the Mary Griffith Residential Home for the aged and infirm, including her? Or will I just have one penthouse apartment that's for special needs?
It's yours.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is great.
Yeah,
this is exciting.
I'll give you a cool hint. It's going to feel feel very familiar and thoughtful and honor our rich county.
Well, I know you're very involved in the bicentennial, so we'll talk. We're talking. You'll be back on in just a few days, maybe. You'll be back on talking about that.
Well, if you're interested in an apartment.
Yes.
Take
please,
this.
Okay, Jacob,
take
you
this,
shut up and let me sell this thing?
Take this number down.
Take this number down.
It's 217-282-2444. 217-282-2444. Leave a message. Let's go straight to voicemail. Leave a message. I get the messages. I will call you back, and we'll talk about what your needs are and if there's something that we can accommodate. But we have 10 units open in the building, and it is all new. All new appliances, all new finishes. It is fantastic. It is not the same building as it was when we acquired it, and we'd love to have some good, calm, quiet tenants who are looking to make
the curve.
Yeah, that match. Yeah, yeah, we want to make this someone's home. This is
so many people
place.
Ask. Well, is it still a little rough?
Seedy, yeah.
I don't
mean to be rude, but
no,
it was.
But you had to listen.
You told everybody we will not displace you and we will not raise your rent, but that implied that they were going to follow certain rules.
Right.
And those who did not comply were asked to leave. And then you carefully vet people who come in, which is why it's a nice place to live.
We always say we're slow to hire, we're slow to vet, the process is important, and then we're very quick to fire and very quick to ask them to get out.
Okay.
If they can't mind the rules. So it's
very
Jay, safe.
Well, Jay, your phone is ringing right now at 217-282-2444. It's Greg Schoenekes on
look,
the line.
Look, I'm already getting
a
phone call.
Yeah, he
I'm
wants
already
to know
calls.
If you have an apartment for me because he is sick and tired of living with me.
The Elkton Apartments, how can I help you? Yes, we've got 10 units open.
He wants to sign a long-term lease for me, trust me. He wants me gone. Okay, let's move across the street to the armory, which is, guess what, a place where they used to drill and have guns, and it was an old armory. And now this is a partner, you guys aren't the only ones in this.
Our partners are with Megan.
Jay finally said, Ryan, we got to get some more people with skin in the game. You can't be me all the time, okay? But you've got great partners.
Yeah, Megan and Ryan Fisher, they are running it and loving it and having a wonderful time.
I'm hearing great things.
It's booked and busy, the Bicentennial Bash.
American Business Women's Association is having their dance in April. We're changing venues.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a very inspirational space, you know. And the cool thing about it is when a bride walks in to the hall and her father sees it, and that's generally how this goes. Mom and father are there. The father's like, this is it. So it's kind of cool because generally fathers aren't too concerned. They're just like, okay, whatever you want, here's what we're going to do. But when they all walk in and go, aha, that's a neat little moment. Special for fathers.
I've heard a lot of guys have said they really like this place, which, you know, doesn't...
It is so cool. I'm not going to lie. When the opportunity came to acquire this property, I went over there and I was like, no one's going to get this. We're going to get this because I fell in love with it. It is so freaking cool. And when you walk in, you can feel... I mean, the history there is visceral, and it's just such a unique space for Quincy. I mean,
it's for anything. Like you said,
you can
have a wedding reception there.
We've had funerals there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just a nice space. Now, but let's talk about the space. Describe it, because it's an old drill hall, but there's multiple rooms.
Right.
If you have a smaller occasion,
absolutely,
you can do something smaller. But if you need all the space, you can have all the space.
Yes.
And the Bicentennial Commission is having their big kickoff event coming up there in January. And they're only seating about 250 people, I understand.
300.
300 okay.
total seats. But a lot of those are gone, but yes,
right.
300 was available.
Yeah, so let me just talk about when you walk into this building's beautiful. The architecture is amazing, but when you walk into the foyer, that space is often rented for smaller business meetings, or if you want to do a small reception,
the chamber,
or baby,
there's a lot of things.
Yeah, there. Baby shower, all sorts of fun little. We have a couple portable bars, so we can make accommodate all sorts of different ways you're going to use.
Can
this
you get
space.
An espresso martini there?
I bet we could figure that out. I bet you could. I bet you the patio could cater something over at your
thing.
Event, over at the armory.
You can have it catered from the patio.
Mm-hmm. Or
but you don't have to.
No,
right?
No,
you don't
no.
have to. No.
Yeah, because that's, I think, some people make a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They try to capture the entire market. Give people a choice.
We believe in choice, 100%.
If you're really customer-centered, then we should be coming from a place of yes.
Everybody should be wanting you anyway.
Yes.
So,
but if you walk in and you want Kelly's, great. We don't. We
or
really
if you want Grandma, if Grandma's gonna, you know.
And then I also want to eat too.
Has anybody asked for me to cater it? Has anybody ever asked? Can Mary Griffith cater it?
What is your vision?
Go get a can of golden mushroom soup and a bunch of pork chops, which I would get from the patio, and I would make pork chop glop, which my brother and I loved when we were children, lost the recipe for it. And this week he is home, and I found all my mother's old recipes.
Was it in there?
I don't know. I'm going to make him go through. You're not going to think I'm wasting my valuable time looking for pork chop glop recipes. No. If he wants pork chop glop, he's going to have to find the recipe himself. So this is now available, and people can call and rent the Armory. But again, it's you're booking up.
Yeah, so the front entry in the area is a small space that can be rented. And, of course, the drill hall is 10,000 square feet. And we can comfortably accommodate probably between 400 and 500 people for our larger events. And they can be, you know, however you want them to be. We're not wedding or event planners, so it's important for you to have a vision and idea and someone to help manage that. But if you come do a walkthrough, and actually I'm going to give you the phone number, so write this down.
Please do.
Right, it's 217-953-4600. 217-953-4600. Just like at the Elkton, call and leave a message, and Megan Fisher will call you back.
And she's been on my show.
Yep,
They've been on my show. They're delightful.
Yeah, yeah. Or you can go to QuincyArmory.com. QuincyArmory.com. And you can also do a written inquiry, and we will get back to you via email, or we'll call you. So don't hesitate to reach out. But we've got so many options down there. It's such a cool venue.
Well, if you can hold 400 people, why are you only having 300 at the Bicentennial thing? Because of the entertainment?
Well, we have a lot of it's got a lot of moving parts.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now, moving on.
One more thing, though. Jamie,
yes?
You want to talk about what's going on upstairs?
Well, it's all in architectural drawings.
You mean at the Armory?
Right. So,
is this news?
Yeah,
is this breaking news right here on WTA? God, I'm excited.
Yeah, so most people don't realize and know this yet, but when you walk into the front of the building, it is two-story, and there is an incredibly beautiful space upstairs, and we are going to be
It was the Colonel's quarters.
Yeah, it was the Colonel's. Yeah.
Pretty cool space.
There was like a band hall and a meeting space. I mean, it was really beautiful. Wartime history. You know, architecture up there. But anyway, we are in the works of designing three Airbnb or rentable spaces, because oftentimes what happens is a bride will come in town and she's got her entire family and friends and whatnot, and they're trying to find, you know, an Airbnb in town or a hotel room or what have you. They all want to stay on premises, and so the long-term goal is for us to be able to rent out. There will be living spaces upstairs for short-term rentals when you're there for an event or non-event. It's all coming. This is all going to be worked on over this year. But we have.
So when do you think this is going to come?
I think it's fair to say probably available probably 2026, top of 26.
Top of 26.
Something like that.
So in other words,
keep your ears peeled.
The Colonel's quarters is going to be converted into three B&B type.
Correct.
Places where the groom's family often comes in from out of town or something like that, or the best friend doesn't live here anymore, so the maid of honor is going to stay the whole week and needs a place.
You could rent the entire facility for your entire event for a long period of time, for the weekend or whatever it is, and it really doesn't matter what the event is. That venue is now going to be fully rentable for multi-purposes. So.
Okay, you heard it here first on WTAD. I love you guys, by the way. It's just like you got to bring a certain number of people through the turnstile there at the patio. I gotta break a little bit of news every once in a while. Or I'm just nobody, okay? So now you've heard it first on WTAD. We only have about 5 minutes left. And the pinnacle of what I want to talk about, which may not be ready in 2026, but how's it going on the Illinois State Bank building? That is a boutique hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about that, because I know that hasn't been the easiest project.
It's been...
And yet you don't have any gray hair.
We've won three Tony Awards, but we can't seem to get this darn hotel up. Where we are is we're a lot better than we were at the same point last year. So we received the Illinois State Tax Grant, which is $3 million. We successfully worked with the city council, whom I love and adore now, for $1.5 million, huge tax benefit. And now the reason why that's so important and why those projects can't happen without all federal, state, and local is no people in Quincy don't want to spend $300 a night. Okay. So if you want to get the average nightly stay down to $150, $175, and you're in a $20 million building, you're going to have to get the money's got to come from somewhere. So now that we have secured all of that, we no longer have a cash flow issue with moving forward because we have enough rooms at the right price to pay the bills, and that has been a huge hurdle to overcome.
You know, now I'm going to play devil's advocate here,
yeah,
because you guys all have a great answer. You know, this happens with private rental housing. Landlords get some tax subsidy from the city. The city has been trying to get more, you know, whether it's hotels here, whether it's apartments here, whatever. There's been some tax incentives given to people. And some people say, why the heck should I
right.
be subsidizing Ryan Tanner?
Sure.
You know, but we live off that hotel motel tax, and that's going to go on for decades and
yeah.
decades. So talk to the person out there who's listening. Why is it so advantageous to take an old building,
yep.
like the Illinois State Bank building, which could fall into disrepair and be a hellhole,
yeah.
and turn it into something that actually yeah. produces revenue?
It's a really easy answer. The hotel motel tax for that property right now is what?
Zero.
So what we're saying is if we can get to the point where we're open, which is going to Herculean effort, if we can get those darn doors open, then we've got to create the revenue, which for the city, which right now, again, is at what?
Zero.
And then once we get it open, we get 50% off the revenue for up to 10 years. But it's the revenue that we're creating, and right now is zero. And if you want to talk about economic impact, it's going to be 50 new jobs in that building between the restaurant and the rooms. I mean, it's a no-brainer for even the city council. In fact, we started that that evening meeting not being able to get it passed. And throughout the day, I was on the phone with folks. So many people were, so many friends, people in Quincy who are believers were on the phones with their aldermen and alderwomen. And we got there, and we got 10 out of the 13.
Well, it is amazing. And again, you have to take the long view. So we're going to take a short view and take a break because I'm not going to get fired.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Although my husband's now got a new place for me to live, and apparently I can get a job as a bellboy at the new hotel. So
done and
Greg,
done.
Greg's listening. He's happy. He's
yeah.
got. You don't have to worry about me anymore.